to you and Mark, yourself and Adrian O'Donnell in for the first time this year in Rothley, and well, it's been so far so good, I suppose, really.
Yeah, we've had a decent season, I suppose. It was coming in the back of a championship win, which was just never an easy thing to do. But there's a group of players there who have a hunger and a desire to achieve more. And when we came in at the start of the year, that was very evident from early on. And thankfully, they followed that up on the pitch, and we managed to secure the championship in Fermanagh this year, and backed that up with the league a few weeks ago. So it's been a decent season.
Yeah, and I suppose the reality is, as you said there, there's a hunger for more, because what is it? This is 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 4 championships in Fermanagh, and when teams come to that stage, they begin to have higher ambition, don't they? Especially when it comes to the provincial.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. That's the next level to go to. But the nature of the Fermanagh Championship is that it's because there's a small number of clubs, they all know each other extremely well, and therefore there's a real there's no secrets in any club at all. They know each other, and it's a very, very competitive championship, and therefore to win that is a good achievement in itself. And I suppose it's only natural that you look to the next step, and that's where we're looking tomorrow.
Yeah, and in terms of the team, as I said, quite experienced. Has it changed much from last year? Have you made many changes or brought in new players?
Well, I suppose there's the backbone of the team that's been there for a few years now, but we would have landed with an idea of some of the players, but we were very keen to give everybody their chance to prove themselves this year to us. And a number of players have stepped up who maybe weren't getting a lot of game time in the last year or the last couple of years. So we would feel that there's a decent squad together, and I think it's important. You'd always bring in one or two fresh faces every year just to keep things ticking over.
And I suppose a measure of how strong the club are in Fermanagh, I see their junior team won the junior championship and the junior league as well. Is that right?
That's right. The juniors had a particularly good year as well. They won a tight championship final, and then they backed that up with the league there a couple of weeks ago as well. So they've put an awful lot into this season, and we couldn't really have asked any more of them as management.
And coming in from Tyrone, and given your own experiences in a county where it's seen that the club football is among the best in the country, how did you find the standard in Fermanagh, and particularly at Rothley?
Well, I would have found that, you know, that there's a serious competitiveness to the league. It's a 10-team league in Division 1, and you play each other twice. So, as I say, there's no room for secrets or for trying something out. The players know each other, because the pool of players in the county is relatively small. Each club knows each other extremely well, so every game is competitive. And the nature of the league this year was that they were changing their championship structure, that you had to finish in the top 7 to guarantee senior championship football next year. So that left the league extremely competitive, and I think that can only help all the clubs of Fermanagh. And we've definitely felt that this year with Rothley, that every game we went out, whether it was home or away, 2 points was probably more important this year than any other, because of the restructuring of the league. So it left us well prepared and battle hardened for championship games.
And of course, when we talk of club teams, we always talk of the county players, and I suppose James Sherry, Seamus Quigley, Sean Quigley are the players that obviously hop off the page when we look at a Rothley team sheet.
Yeah, those players, I suppose, would have managed to perform at a higher level, all right. But I think the nature of the Ulster club is that, I know from my own experience with Errigal, you have to dig very deep, and you're down into the 20s sometimes in terms of the players that you would use in an Ulster club campaign. So we're very conscious of the fact that we need our whole squad buying into that idea that, you know, you're certainly not just there with a high jersey on to make up a number. You've got to be able to go in and do the difference. And you know, that there are certain names that would jump off the St. Union's team sheet as well, that would be household names throughout the country. So it's important that both teams would have plenty to back that up as well.
Yeah, and in terms of Rothley and the preparations, you got what, 4 weeks now since your final, so obviously very hard to know who to focus on, because you knew it was going to be Donegal champions, but you weren't quite sure who it was going to be until Sunday evening.
Yeah, that's it. We weren't sure in our opposition, but in terms of focus, our focus has never varied. It didn't really matter who it was. Our focus has always been on getting Rothley as well prepared as possible. The opposition, to a certain degree, were irrelevant, because we know coming out of a county like Donegal and the recent success they've had, that it's going to be a massive ask. Our only focus can be on preparing Ruislip to deliver their best performance tomorrow, and that's what we've been focusing on. So to a certain degree, you've kept an eye on some of the games, but that's not where our main focus was.